السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد، وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد، هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ، من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب، ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable, respected ulama-i kiram, respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, a few days has passed that the month of Ramadan had come to an end. The other day we mentioned Ibn Jawzi rahimahumullah said that if it was ever possible, if it was possible that if a person in the qabr would have been asked to make one desire, one wish, just one desire, one wish, there would have been no wish, he takes a qasam of Allah, there would have been no wish, no desire, that that person comes back into dunya just for one day or a portion of a day of the month of Ramadan. That month has now passed, but between the month of Ramadan and now, we would have made many different intentions of our change, the change of our heart, the change of our direction in life, making it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There would have been many of us that would have realized a life of ghaflat, a life of heedlessness had passed, and a change becomes necessary for an individual. This is the shan, this is the sign, this is the token of a believer. In Surah Tawbah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a group of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that there were this group of Sahaba that did not participate in the expedition of Tabuk. Allah had commanded, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed the command that Tabuk was nafir-e-aam. Every able, capable person had to participate in this battle. The munafiqeen were the munafiqeen. Amongst the believers, there were those unhesitantly, immediately responded to the call of Allah. There were others who hesitated a little, and there were those believers who were unable to because they were incapacitated, they did not participate. Then there were one group of believers, mu'mineen, mukhlisin, sahaba, sincere sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for some reason, oversight, they did not participate in the battle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come back, and as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Madina Tayyiba, these, according to the narrations, there were either 5, or there were 7, or there were 8, or there were 10 of them. They decided, we have violated the command of Allah. And what did they do? They tied themselves up to the pillars of Masjidun Nabawi. Brothers and friends, this is the sign
This is the token of a real believer. Whatever we have went against the commandment of Allah, we did not comply to the full requirements of the Shariat. Hence, we imprison ourselves and we tie ourselves to this pillar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees them tied to the pillar. He inquired from the other Sahaba, what has happened to these people? They explained to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the circumstances that they have tied themselves, they've imprisoned themselves, they would not release themselves until you yourself, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not release them. Just to move away from this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the quality of the muttaqeen. Before the month of Ramadan, probably Rajab, Shaban, and the initial stages of Ramadan, there was one ayah that was replete, whether it was the Jumu'ah khutbah, whether it was in our ta'lim, whether it was in our muzakira. What is this month of Ramadan about? U'iddat lil muttaqeen, u'iddat lil muttaqeen. That this Ramadan, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may acquire the quality of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says in the ayat of the Quran, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمُ هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِمْ مَزِيدٌ. On that day Allah Ta'ala will ask the fire of Jahannam, are you filled? The fire will, Jahannam will reply, are there any more to come into me? Just an example of the fire of Jahannam. There is one narration that if a stone had to be thrown from the top of Jahannam, it will take 70 years before that stone reaches the bottom. Go to the highest mountain and throw a stone. In couple of minutes it is going to reach the ground. Here it is not about 1 year, it is not 2 years. 70 years, that is the depth of Jahannam, it will never get full. So, halim tala'ti wa taqulu hal min mazid wa uzlifatil jannatu lil muttaqin ghayra ba'id. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Jannah, that Jannah will be brought close, not at a distance for the muttaqin. Ghayra ba'id. Hadha ma tu'aduna likulli awwabin hafidh. One of the qualities of the muttaqin is that a believer, a muttaqi, a person who has taqwa, awwab. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that this quality that Allah Ta'ala speaks about, هَذَا مَا تُعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. Awwab is that muttaqi that wrongs, he breaks the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after he breaks the commandment of Allah, that muttaqi in privacy, he sits in solace and he remembers the fact that he has broken the commandments of Allah. And in that, he does not stop there, but he continues his tawbah. He continues his repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he remembers the sin, he makes this tawbah to Allah, renewing that tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such is the quality of the awwab. Of course, we need to be cautious here. Hazrat Tanvi rahimahumullah has written that Allah had created us not to remember our sins, but Allah has created us to remember Allah ta'ala. But these people are so remorseful, so regretful, that they will remember that sin and they will seek tawbah and ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. They are very particular about, number one, the covenant that they made with Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This pledge that they had made with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will not let that pledge go. And number two, the commandments of Allah, they will continuously try their level best to fulfill each and every command of Allah. Here we are, friends. Ramadan has passed. Many would have fulfilled most of the commandments of Allah. And now it is crunch time for us. We haggling, we finding it difficult to keep that momentum of Ramadan. If these two qualities come in us, that we remember our disobedience to Allah, then we seek forgiveness from Allah, then we still regarded as a muttaqi in the books of Allah. We try to comply and fulfill the commandment of Allah, then we are still regarded as a muttaqi in the records of Allah. The other aspect is, Allah Ta'ala says, "Kulli awwabin hafidh man khashiya ar-Rahman bil ghayb wa ja'a bi qalbin munib." That person who fears Allah, obviously without seeing Allah Ta'ala, he has this khashiyat, that love for Allah, that is also equal to his fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man khashiya ar-Rahman bil ghayb wa ja'a bi qalbin munib. And on the day of Qiyamah, he comes to Allah ta'ala with this heart of inabat, this heart that is turned towards Allah. Quite often we hear that the qibla of the heart should be Allah. And how is the qibla of the heart going to be Allah? That we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udkhuluha bisalam, dhalika yawmul khulud. Allah ta'ala says, enter it. Enter this Jannah with salam, with peace, with comfort, with solace. This is the day of peace. Lahum ma yasha'una fiha wa ladayna. In this world we have desires, but some of the desires are contrary to the commandments of Allah. There, those desires will be 100% fulfilled. Whatever the desire be in Jannah, Allah Bari Ta'ala will grant it. And waladayna mazid, and from Allah there will be an access. And what is that access? That will be the ru'ya, that will be the vision of Allah. Brothers and friends, this is where we are. A month of total obedience of Allah, and now somewhat we find it dwindling. We need to go back. So nonetheless, these sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 5, 7, 8, or 10 of them, they had themselves tied to this pillar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told that they will not release themselves or allow anyone else to release them but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that I cannot release them, seeing that they tied themselves with a covenant to Allah, until Allah Himself reveals an ayah. Some commentators have expressed, other sahaba had gone out under difficult conditions, and that was why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not release them, because in view of the difficulties others had gone, these would have to go through this difficulty. Allah Ta'ala, after some days, Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayah, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. And they are a group of sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, اعترفوا بذنوبهم. Again, the same theme, the same theme. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, اعترفوا بذنوبهم. They admitted their wrongs. Brothers, this is what it is all about. We've missed a salat. We cannot belittle it. We cannot feel it is okay, it is in order. We can make the qada later. We have command, we have broken the command of Allah. We have gone against the commandment of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is a sin. وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Admit that sin in the courts of Allah. admit that sin in the courts of Allah, we will have to make the qadha, seek the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is tawbah? Tawbah is in itself al-i'tiraf. It is in itself an admission of guilt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a lengthy hadith of Bukhari Sharif, the hadith of the Mi'raj, Thamura ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator of this hadith. He states Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to the seventh sky, to the seventh heaven. There we know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had met Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and that conversation had gone on. But together with that, on the seventh heaven, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen two groups of people. One group, their faces were glowing. And another group, there were spots and scars on their faces. The group that had that spots and scars on their faces dived into a river or a pond that was in front of them. And then they came out from it, and those spots and those scars had left their faces, and their faces also glowed. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this first group was those slaves of Allah that persisted on the obedience of Allah. Their mission in life, their objective, their aim in life was to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There would have been lapses, there would have been errors, there would have been sins that they had committed. But the major effort was that I need to be obedient to Allah. Brothers, this is where we are. We need to rejuvenate, we need to reiterate to ourselves that I need to be obedient to Allah. And then the second group with the spots and the scars, that group were those who slipped, who erred. But when they slipped and they erred, they didn't remain there. They didn't stay there. Well, I'm too weak. I'm only insan. And it seems as though I have this right to break the commandment of Allah. No. As soon as they erred, as soon as they slipped, they went back and they made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sought the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then, hence, that in the seventh heaven was synonymous to this, that they would be in that, go into that pond or that river, and they will come out cleansed, like how in this world, make tawbah to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that tawbah. This ayat is revealed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the command that these sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should be untied, and hence they were untied. After they were untied, they go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See friends, one is tawbah, and one is a complete tawbah. So they've made tawbah to Allah with their hearts. They've imprisoned themselves in the masjid. They've tied themselves to the pillars. Now the ayat is revealed. There is still no celebration in their life. However, they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what had come between us and emerging in the path of Allah was the wealth that Allah had given us. That wealth became a means of luxury. It became a means of comfort. And we felt the comfort of whatever we had. And hence, we did not go out in the path of Allah. So now they pledged every bit of their wealth to be spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who leaves something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace that something that he leaves with something much better. With something much, much better. Mufassirin have expressed Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's incident. When at the time of Asr, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had called for his war horses to be inspected. And as he was inspecting them, he became so engrossed in it. Now this is not a material perspective. This is horses that are used for jihad. It has been reared for jihad fi sabilillah. To inspect them, to look after them, to see to them is part of deen. But nonetheless, at the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, a vast number of mufassirin have stated that a salat at the time of Asr, before sunset, was not obligatory, but it was voluntary, it was nafl. And because of his engrossment in inspecting these horses, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had slipped up with that nafl ibadah, and the sun began to set. Immediately Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam realized that in trying to do one good, I let another deed of good go. And for the sake of Allah, it has been stated that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam shariat, like how in our shariat, the slaughtering of camels and the slaughtering of cows is part of a great sacrifice. He slaughtered each and every one of these horses for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, Wali Sulaiman al-Riha hudubuha shahar wa rawahuha shahar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced that mode of transport with a better mode of transport, that Allah ta'ala had made the wind submissive to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. One morning's journey, he would cover 1 month's journey, and in one evening, he will cover 1 month's journey. In a day, he would cover 2 months' journey of those days' travel. Brothers and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced because he gave up something for the sake of Allah. Here are these sahaba. This wealth had come between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take this wealth and spend it for the sake of Allah. We give it as sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, my Allah has not commanded me to take your wealth. It is not in the command of Allah to do this. Hence Allah ta'ala revealed the next verse, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take a portion of the wealth. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Take a portion of their wealth as sadaqah. It comes in a narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to take 1/3 of the wealth of these sahaba. And why? Why should they give this wealth? To tahiruhum, that they become purified. Wa tuzakkihim, and they become cleansed in their hearts. That this was the wealth that had come between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasalli alayhim, and make dua for them. Hence, respected and dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us this beautiful month of Ramadan that is past. What remains with us is that we make our niyat and our intention. These sahaba had done what they had done. They had been given what they had given for the sake of Allah. Let us also give something for the sake of Allah. Let us make some niyat. The story of Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. Ikrimah, we know he was an arch enemy of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The day when he embraced Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said several things to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, he said to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, number one, I am now a Muslim. I have now submitted to Allah. Number two, I am now a Mujahid. I now will strive in the path of Allah. And number three, I am now a muhajir. Although he remained in Makkah, but his hijrat means a hijrat from the life of heedlessness into a life of being attentive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next statement he made to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all and whatever wealth I had spent in stopping others from the path of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, and all those that are around you, I make you witness, I will now double the spending in inviting others towards Allah. Brothers, he was in a state of kufr, and this is the kind of objective that he had. This is the kind of niyat that he made. Number two, the time that I spent in pursuing the enmity against Islam, now I will double that time in going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows how Allah had accepted it. This is the same ikrama that we read in Fadali Amal, that when he would take the Quran, he will cry profusely, saying, Hada kalamu Rabbi, and he will fall unconscious. Hada kalamu Rabbi, he stopped people from this kalam of Allah. But when he had iman in this kalam of Allah, he understood the greatness of this kalam of Allah, and he would fall unconscious. And it is the same ikrima that at the battlefield, when Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ayyash and Ikrama ibn Abi Jahl, three of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had fallen. Harith required some water, and when the water was brought, he looked at Ayyash looking at that glass of water, and Harith said, take this to Ayyash. And by the time it came to Ayyash, Ikrama was next to him. Ayyash and Ikrama both left this world in the path of Allah. And then of course Harith had also passed on. Brothers, when we have this niyat, we want to make this change for the sake of Allah. We want to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept that niyat, provided we are sincere. But of course, let us make the first i'tiraf that we have wronged. We make tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Rabbul Izzat surely will accept the tawbah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and the ability. Brothers, we all know that the ijtima is going to take place on Sunday from Zuhar onwards till Tuesday Fajr. All brothers are requested to participate. Bring others. Make dua that Allah ta'ala makes this ijtima a means of success. And all of this we do for the sake of Allah. Undoubtedly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.